Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, October 29th, 2013 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got an interesting diary by Daniel, who followed a submission that we got from one of our readers. The interesting thing here is how many fairly recent vulnerabilities were used in this particular chain of events. Started all out with a struts vulnerability. Java struts CVE 2013-2251 was patched about sort of 3 months ago, and it was used in this case to compromise a web server. Sure enough, once the web server was compromised, malicious JavaScript was installed to then redirect any visitors to the website to malicious client-side exploits. In this case, exploits against Java. So we have Java here, not just on the server side, but also being exploited on the client side. Again, fairly recent vulnerabilities. The Java vulnerability is then used to install a simple downloader, and the downloader in turn downloads additional exploits that will provide the attacker with a system access. Now, in order to obtain system access, a privilege escalation exploit is taken advantage of. And again, this particular vulnerability was patched with MS-1353 back in July. So, three fairly recent vulnerabilities all in one set of exploits being used here in this particular example. If you are running into situations like this where you do have to analyze exploits and malware, highly recommend you look at the full diary that Daniel published, because it does show some pretty neat and elegant tricks in how you get relatively quickly a decent analysis of malware like the one used in this case. And the CERN Electronic Army is at it again and got quite the prize today by hacking a URL shortener account that's used by Barack Obama's official Twitter feed. Initially, this was announced as the Twitter account being compromised, but that's actually not what happened. It was just the URL shortener that is being used by this Twitter account that was compromised, and then URLs were replaced with links to the CERN Electronic Army's web content. The compromise didn't last very long, so people had some problems actually verifying that it happened, but apparently what happened was that in the typical fashion of the CERN Electronic Army, one staffer with the Barack Obama social media team received a phishing email that then led them to relinquish the credentials for this URL shortener admin website, and that was then abused in order to update the links. Overall, I do like the idea of having these sort of private URL shortener services. They do give some more control than you have with public ones like bit.ly and similar services. But then again, you still have to protect them and you still have to make sure that you proper authenticate users. And then we have a second story around the Apache Java struts vulnerability. IBM is warning its customers that the IBM SAN volume controller and StoreVice does have a struts vulnerability that does allow full admin access to these devices. So if you're using StoreVice, please make sure that you patch quickly. As we discussed in the beginning, these vulnerabilities are widely exploited, and exploitation in this case will lead to full admin access. And LinkedIn is a little bit in hot water again over a new iPhone app that it announced, Intro. The way an intro works is that when you receive an email, an intro will insert a little introduction to the email, a little header that includes that particular user's LinkedIn information. So if you do receive an email, you know what company that person works for. You do see a picture of that person and their job title, which is pulled from LinkedIn. The tricky part is that iOS doesn't really allow extending the mail application in such a way. In other operating systems, you may be able to accomplish that with a little plugin, but not in iOS. So what LinkedIn did is that they actually play man in the middle on your email. You actually have to deposit your IMAP credentials with LinkedIn. LinkedIn will retrieve your email, insert this additional little header with the image and the user's information, and then forward the email to your client. So in the end, LinkedIn would be able to read and modify all of your email, and well, actually the modification, it actually does to insert information. Of course, LinkedIn is disputing that they will not actually read any of the content. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.